Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:10, down 29.5 on the open. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 7:42, down 37.25. December 7:62, down 39.25. March 7:87, down 38.25. May 8:03, down 36.5. July 8:15, down 35.5. December of 2009, 8:55, down 30.5 on the open. September corn opened at 5:40, down 28.25 on the open. December 5:58, down 27. March 5:76, down 28. May 5:87, down 29.25. July 5:97.5, down 28.25. December 5:95.5, down 24.5 on the open. September beans open at 12:65, down 67 on the open. November 12:60, down 64. January 12:75, down 66.5. March 12:90, down 63.75. May 12:96, down 66. July 13:10, down 48.75. November of 2009, 12:50, down 51 on the open. September soybean meal open at 3:50, down 17.40 on the open. October 3:41, down 17.40. September soybean oil open at 51, down 24 on the open. Make that 240, excuse me, 240 on the open. October 51.25, down 242 on the open. October live cattle opened at 104.30, up 25 on the open. December 106.40, unchanged. September feeders open at 112.15, up 100 on the open. October 111.50, up 55. October lean hogs open at 68.35, down 7.5 on the open. December 69.25, down 30. And February bellies open at 92 even. They were down 95 on the open.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the what the opens looked like and the implications thereof is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave. What a difference a three-day weekend makes,
huh? Oh, a general flight from commodities, including crude oil, all the grains, gold as well. We see the U.S. dollar higher this morning. What does it all mean?
Well, I think that that's what it is. It's dollars moving out of the commodities markets. Here, of course, we fortunately did not see a Category 4 or 5 hurricane hit our Gulf Coast. The crude oil had rallied about $5 on the talk of it hitting there, and here we were down $10 overnight. When it didn't hit bad, we haven't assessed total damage yet. And there's two other tropical storms out there that are coming towards us that still look a little bit looming to me, but a little bit of overreaction in the crude to the downside. The dollar's seen some strength over the world economic situation, and flight from commodities, seen liquidation by some of these big index funds, I think, is all put together in this. But we're seeing a little bit of recovery here in at least the corn sector, down less than 20 cents here now, and the beans haven't been able to lock limit yet today, so a little bit of encouragement there.
So what do we make of this? If you look at the crude oil, we dipped as low as, I think, 105.46. We're trading off of that by a couple of bucks, but sure did get down below the 200-day moving average for the first time in the October contract. Do we take this to heart, given these other storms that are out there, and does it imply that we might, just might, test to the downside some of these lows that we saw earlier, like 504.5 in the corn and 1168 in the beans?
You know, everything is possible, Dave. We're a little bit surprised with the severity of how they're reacting to this, but it is highly driven by the outside markets. You know, if you listen to Commodity Week on Saturday, there's somewhat of a feeling out there that we think the crop is a little lighter than what the government says. We're going to get some numbers from F.C. Stone probably later this afternoon, and some from Informa later this week. And we expect Informa's numbers to be on the high side. So those won't be market friendly. But all in all, we think that hard breaks are an opportunity for farmers to replace some of their extra sales that they made.
Do you think that the crop is lighter than USDA thinks?
Do I? Yes, I do, Dave.
By how much?
By how much? Well, that's the big question. But, I mean, I think that we're probably a couple bushels high in the corn, and they're probably a bushel high in the beans.
So you're in the 153 and 39.5 camp?
Yes.
Okay, then what does that imply for, if those are the numbers, what is fair trade at those rates?
Well, I think that probably closer to $6 to 6.25, you know, easily in the corn and the beans. As we look at it, probably between the $13 and $14 mark should easily be reached.
Does that price go up if we see those numbers next week on the September 12th report easily or with bumps and jerks, do you think?
Well, I think the way this market is, I don't think there's anything easy about it, Dave. Yeah. It's bumps and jerks, whether it's up or whether it's down. And this is quite a volatile market, and nothing is going to be an easy move one way or the other. It's just like last night's trade and this morning's trade. It was pretty bumpy and jerky from many aspects.
How has your customers been doing on their marketings for new crop corn and beans? And after you give us a, sort of an overview of that, what do you think they ought to do next, given the move of the market, generally speaking?
You know, like 9 out of 10 people that have marketed stuff this year, Dave, we sold too much too soon and not enough when we hit the highs. And if we told you differently, you know, we'd be fibbing to you, and we don't like to fib to people. So we are looking, as we've said along the way, that on strong dips, we're liquidating some of our puts. And we are possibly buying calls on guys that feel like they would like to re-own some stuff, or people that want to lock in some feed needs or some future use. So, you know, like I say, we've done a little bit of that today. We're looking, you know, some Informa numbers might push us a little lower. Why, we'll do a little more of that. But we'd like to start scaling into being a little bit friendly to this.
How far out are you looking at calls? Are you looking March calls for corn, for example?
It depends on the individuals and when they are, what they're replacing. Are they trying to replace sales for which time period? And are they trying to put on for purchases for feed needs for what time period they're needing them? So we're doing them appropriately to the individual.
Well, what if I, Dave Dickey, was down at this level and had sold a significant part of my crop at the rate we're at now and want to do some reownership? What would make sense for me?
Oh, probably some December $6 calls, Dave.
December $6 calls. Well, let's look at the wheat market and see what's your thoughts there.
We've got a lot of wheat. There's a lot of wheat in the world. I have been thoroughly amazed how wheat has held as strong as it has. But once again, we have to remember that we've had some ridiculous basis levels in this wheat. Convergence has not happened. It's not happening. And the wheat system seems to be broke. So that's one of the things that we have. When we look at the board, we're not really looking at $7.50 mm-hmm. wheat. With a $2 basis, we're looking at $5.50 wheat. And that's probably logical.
Basis in the corn hasn't been all that stellar either, though.
No, but, you know, we're looking at what's still been logical or fair prices out there as far as going, and it is a lot closer than mm-hmm. the $2 mark for sure.
All right, Wayne, talk to you again this afternoon. Thanks much.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. He'll be back on the closing market report with Todd Gleason this afternoon at 2:06. Let's get you caught up on the current tick. In Kansas City, September wheat now at 787, down 31.75. At the Board of Trade, September at 742, down 37.25. December 766, down 35.25. September corn, 5.48 and a half, down 19 3/4. December, 5.65, down 20. September beans, 12.65, down 67. November, 12.61, down 63. September soybean meal, 3.52, down 15.40. September soybean oil, 51.25, down 2.15. Ed Kuser's two-state forecast today says mostly sunny and humid and highs between 87 and 93 tonight. In northern and western Illinois, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. Elsewhere, partly to mostly cloudy, lows ranging from 62 in far northwestern Illinois to 70 in the south and in Chicago. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.